Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 1, community witness. Study 014, evangelism. This calling to community witness is a joining together with Jesus to outwork his heart for a broken world. And today we're going to focus specifically on the area of evangelism. And specifically, I want to talk around some aspects of evangelism that we think are key to the good working of this vision. It's not really just to go out and share the truth about Jesus or proclaim the gospel in a forthright manner. Let's look at a couple of passages of scripture. Let me chat about what I mean here. Luke 10 verse 8 to 9. This is Jesus addressing the 70 when he sent them out. He said, "Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you and heal those in it who are sick. And then say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." Do you see how proclaiming the kingdom was the last part there? So first of all, it was entering, it was engaging, there was some relationship, there was even some sharing of food. Then there was a reaching out to offer help in an area of need, like healing those who are sick. And then seeing that open the door to, if you like, having the right to share the gospel of Jesus. So witness and evangelism work very effectively where proclamation follows demonstration. We earn the right to proclaim when we first demonstrated the reality of the kingdom, just like Jesus instructed those 70. And I think demonstration, and that's quite full on there, you know, going into a place and bringing healing and all that. But demonstration occurs at a basic level, even as our lifestyle causes us to stand out as lights in the darkness and the salt of the earth, as Jesus talked about. We can also demonstrate Jesus through deliberate expressions of love and compassion, a simple act of kindness, or use of the power gifts in healing and deliverance, whichever way it goes. And often when people experience an encounter of some kind with the love of Jesus that impacts them where they're at, they open up to know more. It becomes easier to proclaim his name so that they can then go on to receive him. And this is what happened in the Acts 3 healing that we studied in the previous unit. After explaining how the healing had happened, Peter went on to share with the people the message of Jesus. You can read that in Acts 3, 17 to 26. But this was the response. Acts 4, verse 4, "Many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. So demonstrating the kingdom is empowered outworking in some form, just as Jesus leads, and it can be very varied. It can give rise to creative acts and expressions being carried out by the inn. It might be mercy ministry or some kind of language help or working on a project together or forming a startup company even. Perhaps something to do with the arts or education or music. However he leads, so many opportunities. One of the most powerful ways to demonstrate Jesus is through a missional model, and that is where the in-community together presences themselves inside an existing community of some sort. It might be a parent support group or a sports club or a photography shoot. Anywhere there's common interest, people gather and assemble already. And this is simply participating with them, very sensitively, but carrying the heart to see Jesus manifested there in his love, in his kindness, in his power, however he opens it up. So the key to knowing what to do, because there's so many things, right? We sometimes get paralyzed because we don't know which one. The key to knowing what to do is to listen to Jesus together. It's all about us co-working with him and exercising what we call shared discernment, getting together as the community and letting Jesus motivate the focus and the action that we then take on together as a community. It's community witness. And this will lead to inns taking on a certain emphasis on or form, either on a short-term or even a longer-term basis. And all the time, the primary goal is the same. Keep listening to Jesus and follow his lead. There's another element of demonstration that's very important, especially as it overlaps with proclamation, and this is the use of prophecy. We spoke at the beginning of this unit about the importance of being immersed in the Spirit. And the prophet Joel saw this as a primary outworking of the baptism of the Spirit, prophecy. Peter quotes this on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, 16 to 18. This is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel, he said. It shall be in the last days, God says, I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Prophecy is part of proclamation. And although an element of this began to be fulfilled in the early church, we see it here and there, there is an explosion today of the prophetic ministry across the earth. This urge to hear the Holy Spirit as the basis for conversations, maybe tapping into words of knowledge, especially related to a healing need or a point of hurt in someone's life. And speaking this out often opens up someone's heart to receive the message of Jesus. Evangelism essentially is telling the good news. It's not a heavy thing. It's a joyful thing, and it's important that we have the right message. This might be a topic of discussion at your next group time, but here's a few keys to explore. First of all, sin is not the central theme. Evangelism isn't about trying to tell people they're sinners, because that's not the problem in God's eyes, and it shouldn't dominate the message. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 to 19. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So God dealt with the sin issue at the cross. It's no longer a barrier for him. And our message, rather, is one of reconciliation. Freely and joyfully offering forgiveness of sins. The underlying message really should be welcome home. Come back in. Come, be restored. Second point, the goal is to help people receive Jesus personally. John 1, verse 12 to 13, as many as received him, to them he gave them the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. One day I was ministering with someone on the streets who was so good at this, and he simply said to a person, if you were to die, would you like to have Jesus with you or not with you? And the person said, oh, well, with me. Okay, my friend said, so shall we pray now and ask him to come in? And she agreed on the spot and prayed to receive Jesus. My friend made it so joyful and so simple, and I think that's a really, really good model. Third point that can be considered about the message and the way we do this is, welcome home to Jesus is also welcome home to his community. And it's good to build relationship with a newcomer that opens their heart to Jesus on a community level, more than a religious level or a personal level even. Because then they are welcomed into this nurture and they get to experience not just us as carriers of Jesus. Ephesians 2:19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. And you are of God's household. So our approach, maybe this is more of a follow-up thing than our message. It kind of overlaps, I suppose. But that as someone is responsive, they're invited immediately to come and experience the power of this community that is living together in union with Jesus, the inn. It's one of the strengths of the InVision, really, because community witness, including evangelism, is an extension of an active new creation community that is ready to welcome and nurture all those that are receiving Jesus. We can bring them home to him at the inn. And then a final point, a fourth point, that we should be employing in our evangelism exploits is prayer. People don't respond to Jesus when they are blinded by the devil. And praying and proclaiming the victory and freedom of Jesus opens the way for people to receive him. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 3 to 4 says this, even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. When someone receives Jesus and enters the new creation, they're delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. They immediately become a target for the enemy to retaliate. So we need to be in prayer to see their minds kind of unlocked so that they can receive the gospel, but then we need definitely to be in prayer immediately that they receive Jesus. especially before they have understanding of these things themselves. And it's good to encourage the person to be baptized in water and the Holy Spirit as soon as possible and begin to teach them how to stand in Christ. This is evangelism in the vision of community witness.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.